bonjour and welcome back to La Bonne Heure with Vali here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today we have a really fun little interview for you guys. I chatted with a duo called Best Friend, who have quite an interesting story of how they met and how they started this group. They recently, like very, very recently, released their latest EP called Places I've Lived, and I got to chat to them about that EP, about their kind of music creation process, inspirations. I also got to meet one of their cats, whose name is Toad, which I think is the most important part of the interview. But here is their song, You Want Everyone to Love You.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you. I like your pathoses.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
I'm very happy. The Pothos is the one that's doing the best, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh my God, you got there. I got a whole bunch going on.
Love it.
I would love to take my thing and turn it around, but I got a desktop computer recently, which is weird for the first time in like 10 years. So I can't flip it around, but I have 2 6-foot ones that I'm staring at right now.
Wow.
Kaylin and I are very big plant people.
I can see like in both background. Oh my God, I love that. So I am here with Stacey and Kaylin from Best Friend. Thank you both for coming in to chat with me. I'm super excited. I thought we could start off with a couple fun questions. You're both super into plants. What is your favorite plant?
Oh man.
Oh.
I'm going to go first because
yeah,
I feel
please.
Like this guy. So this is a fiddle leaf fig. I don't know. It's sound, so you won't be able to hear it. This fiddle leaf fig named, his name is Curtis. Found him in a corner store, in the back of the corner store, not getting much light. And I said to the guy, "Hey, can I have this?" And he was like, I mean, sure, I guess. And now he's here in my home. So this is my favorite plant.
Love that.
And I can't show him because he's downstairs, but a little known fact is that Stacey and I both have fiddle leaf figs named Curtis. So he also be,
even I forget.
Yeah.
That.
I don't know.
I wish we had some clever answer, but
there's
I
no answer. I think
liked it. Curtis is a great name for a fig. And I couldn't tell you exactly why, but it just kind of is. It's like, I've been saying the word discombobulated a lot lately, and I really love that word because it sounds exactly like what it is. You know, like to say that you're discombobulated, you don't have to have a super strong understanding of bigger words or English to know that that is like not a good feeling. Like, I'm discombobulated. No one says that if they're feeling good. So kind of like a Curtis as a name for a fig. It's kind of like my relationship with the word discombobulated personally. I don't know about Kaylin, but that's
I agree more.
All right.
You nailed that. I couldn't have possibly answered that better than you just did. That's fantastic. I think it was just the first name that came to mind. I just looked at him and I said, that's Curtis. And I think it was like, I was talking to Stacey about it. She's like, hey, I also just got one. He also looks like a Curtis. So no reason. It just made sense.
I love that. Your duo name is Best Friend. If you could be best friends with any fictional character, whether in books, TV, anything, who would you pick? And why?
I just started watching, well, no, I just finished watching this TV show called Final Space and it was just canceled, which is really sad. But the main character of Final Space, his name is Gary Goodspeed. Just like the silliest, nicest guy ever. So I would probably say him because he's always down to just kind of do whatever, even if it's kind of a stupid idea. There's this one scene where like I don't even know how to explain this. There's like a kid basically that he like brings on and then the kid wants to take revenge for something. And then he just like says that he wants to do that. And Gary's like, I mean, sure. Okay, I guess. And then the whole thing is just like about that. So yeah, I'd say him for now, because he's kind of like the last one that I watched. But yeah, definitely get attached to fictional characters quite a bit, personally. Kaylin, I've given you lots of time to think. You're so welcome.
Yeah, I have a very simple answer. I would befriend. I would definitely just pick. Actually, I changed my answer. Almost any.
So not fair. Okay, wait. Before you said that he dropped out, he had already said a character, but then you dropped out right as he did, so now he gets the second chance, and I regret my answer. So
okay, my original answer was Amy Adams from Arrival, whatever her character's name is, because she's very smart and very clever, and that would imply the existence of both aliens and time travel. But I wanted to change it to literally any Pokemon, for obvious reasons.
Honestly, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get behind that one. That's a good one. Okay. And so best friends are meant to like care and cherish. So is there a time recently where you have felt very cared for and cherished?
Oh, that's such a nice question.
That is a very nice question. Yeah, definitely. I felt very cared for and cherished in my life recently, actually.
Are we both going to talk about our girlfriends? That sucks.
That's so embarrassing.
I think we're gonna. Yeah.
Yeah, we're both very well supported and very well cherished and very happy. And, I also have two cats who cherish
they're
me.
Great.
They are great. And I will leave that as a backup.
Okay. Are the cats cool. nearby?
Yeah. Oh, I would love nothing more.
Go get Toad and Tiger right now. Go get them. Go get them.
Toad?
Yeah, Toad. You're gonna love him. I met him once. I've only met him once and I'm obsessed and like I need to steal him. But yeah, my answer is my girlfriend for sure. I have just been going through it at the day job. And there was just this one day where I don't know what it was when, you know, but you know, when like the floodgates just burst once and you cry once and then that's it for the rest of the day. Like you just cry the whole time. I just remember going to her house and just crying and being kind of embarrassed. And she was like, oh, this is just like another Friday. Like, come on. It's okay. Like, just keep doing it. It's okay. Oh, there's Toad. Perfect. Yeah. Lots of good stuff happening here.
This is my little guy. This is my
he doesn't want to be here.
Standing child, given that I'm in my 20s and don't have a real one. And he is one of my best friends.
And his name is Toad.
And he's probably going to go to sleep on the bed. And I can just continually pick him up and put him in the frame every so often.
I love that. Please, please do. Every question, it's just like, what's your answer? So, Toad.
Yeah, exactly.
Kaylin, you're covered. You haven't made this interview.
Yeah, I'm all set. Oh, please don't eat my microphone.
Oh, just kidding.
The hazardous workplace.
In this crumbling state around us, you're the only one I want to hold. Think we can manage that today. God knows we won't make it to when we're old. The water's rushing in. Wish I knew exactly what to see you on the subway. We're getting way too old to do the silly chasing game that we play. I give the world to see and talk to you in a taxi heading to the plane. In this crumbling state, we
Into music, when did you both realize that music was something that you liked and were passionate about and that you wanted to pursue?
I guess for me we're usually better at this, man. Come on, we gotta get back on track here. For me I was in band class like all through high school, and I hated it just because, you know, it's high school band, right? And it's kind of hard to really get your mindset into being like, oh yeah, it's high school band, I love it, it's cool. Like, no one really says that, right? And so funnily enough, I was actually talking about this, Kaylin, recently, but like, I didn't figure out that I could sing at all until I would say like 2012. So until I was in grade, I think I was in grade 12 at the time. And I just really liked it. It was just nice to kind of discover that part of me so late into my adolescence almost. And then in terms of, you know, making music, I've always been someone who likes writing a lot, but I never knew where to put it. I would always have these little things that I'd write, and then I'd just kind of be like, okay, well, I guess it's just here now. And so songwriting is a really good opportunity to, I think, just be able to put it out there in a way where it feels supported by a bunch of other things. So you're like, I'm not as vulnerable when I put the things that I write out there, because it's got a bunch of other things that people can also like listen to and look at instead of just the words. So yeah, for me, that was kind of it.
Good answer.
Thank you.
That's a great answer.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, when I got my first CD, which was Green Day's American Idiot. And it's hard to listen to that and not see some form of future where you're either breaking things or making music, and, you know.
And now you do both, yeah.
To some degree. So yeah, that's definitely it. Like, I can pinpoint it.
Wonderful. And when did you two meet? How did you meet, and how did you decide to form this duo?
We met through a mutual friend, through the internet. So basically we sort of, we made contact maybe for the first time in like 2013, 2014-ish. And then had like a mutual, like just a mutual follow relationship for 6 years, 7 years, something like that. Some very long period of time where we just sort of gradually started liking each other's posts more and more, as kind of like that little indicator, like, hey,
I'm here, be similar. My friend.
Yeah. And I ended up going to visit, the mutual friend that we had a few years back, and we went out for drinks, and Stacy came, and it was great. We hit it off right away, spent pretty much the whole time ripping on our mutual friend together. And that's just quite the bonding activity. And yeah, that was it. It was born out of early 2010s Tumblr. And now we're here.
I love that. I get that though. Every time I introduce two of my friends to each other, they always just end up like ganging up and like roasting me the whole time. And I'm like,
yeah. Oh yeah. It's a love language.
It's low hanging fruit.
Really, every single time. And so how did you choose the name Best Friend?
Can I use a discombobulated answer again? Honestly, like, did we have an answer? Like
I have an answer.
Okay, great, cool.
Yeah.
I just like the word a lot.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I did.
And
it's not that I didn't like it.
And I said, you know, no, this is the best band name. I don't know if you know this yet, but this is it. This is gonna be it. And she was on the fence a little bit. We had been toying around with like one of those like statement, like capital letter, like four or five letter phrase ones that are kind of super cool right now. But this one, it just stuck with me. And then like a week later, I think she just messaged me completely unprompted. Like, oh, you were totally right. We're best friend. We're definitely best friend.
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
it just clicked. It was a weird moment. I couldn't explain to you exactly what it was. But for me, I don't know. Best friend is a nice word. It's like it's a word that kind of everyone can relate to and understands. And I don't know, it makes me feel kind of, it's a little comforting.
A little safe.
Best friend, you know? Yeah, a little safe.
Currently chatting with best friend here on La Bonne Heure here at CITR 101.9 FM. We heard their song Doesn't Matter, and up next we have their song Hannah in the City.
Woke up with your hair in my face, bright morning lights streaming like a cascade. You're half asleep while you trace your fingers around my thigh. Hannah, do you think we could stay a few more minutes? Hannah, I think you forgot to shut the blinds. If I convinced you to stay in the city, right hand on my cheek. In the city, we'd sit on the fire escape, cheap wine, legs off the edge. Your hand is resting on my knee, hardened eyes, you're always on the fence. Stay in the city. Would we have had a chance? New apartment south of Seattle. We could pretend we know how to slow dance around the boxes underneath the quiet glow of broken lampshades. And you look to me into the street. Shake your head, take my hand, Hannah. She showed me Pacific Heights. Bet she couldn't race me across the street, she said, blinking through the flashing lights. I wrote a letter under a different name. It got lost in the mail. Now every word sounds the same, and every day just feels stale.
If I convince you to stay in the city,
if I convinced you to stay in the city, do you think you just resent the new apartments of the Seattle? While we pretend we know how to slow dance around the boxes underneath the quiet glow of broken lampshades. And you look to me into the street, shake your head, take my hand, Hannah.
So you are releasing an EP, and you've released three tracks. You've released Hannah in the City, Does It Matter, and Last Bus in the AM. Very exciting. First of all, congrats. Lots to look forward to.
Thank you.
To. But I was also wondering if you could talk a little bit about those three singles and talk a little bit about some of the themes that are present in them, some of the topics that you kind of talk about.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that they all kind of follow the same. I mean, obviously, because they're on the same EP. But the whole concept, obviously, with Places I've Lived is the idea that Kaylin and I had a lot of the same experiences growing up, especially in university. By same experiences, that's kind of mean like, you know, yeah, relatable experiences, not the exact same, but they all kind of felt the same. And we kind of both collectively realized that we hadn't really, and processed seems like a heavy word, so take this with like 50% of the heaviness that it implies, but we hadn't quite processed like that part of our lives yet because we were so fresh out of it. And so I would say that basically every single song on it is just, it's us reflecting on these things that have happened and the people that we met and the places that we lived, hence the name Places I've Lived. And kind of writing like a love letter to those, you know, previous selves and previous people and previous places and, going from there. So I would say in terms of underlying themes, I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's just a lot of, it's a lot of reflecting. It's a lot of kind of saying, oh yeah, this thing happened. And you know, it wasn't anything significantly life-changing and it wasn't life-altering, but it was something that was still important. And it was something that was like, that we still kind of, you know, cherish as a memory. And so, yeah, for us, it was very, it was almost, it just kind of came naturally for us. I would say like a lot of the themes there, like Doesn't Matter, Last Bus in the AM, which I'm realizing now saying it, it's very long. Last Bus in the AM and like Doesn't Matter and Hand in the City. It's all just kind of about, you know, that we're just kind of bridging the gap between who we are now and who we were then, and sharing it mm-hmm. with each other.
I love that you are ahead of the game and you answered my next question, which was going to be why the name Places I've Lived. Nice. But yeah, Kaylin, were you going to add something onto that?
I couldn't possibly. I was going to say the same thing. It's the themes are whatever the common through line is for both of us, wherever we share all of those touch points. That's effectively what we wrote about. And it's all about, God, it's all about feelings. It's all about feelings. It's like everything else. Just, we leaned right into it as much as we could.
Yeah. Yeah. Like intensely so. And this is what I mean when I said that when I first started kind of making music, like a lot of what we are putting out is actually stuff that I'd probably not directly written, but at least I had written something, adjacent to it in 2012, 2013, where I was writing things and not putting them anywhere because I didn't know where to put them. Like, I would say that Last Bus in the AM is like the lyrics there, I would say, really kind of reflect a lot of the things I was feeling and writing about back in first year when I was first starting to make music and do things and write things and actually kind of share them with people. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on a similar note, I was wondering what your creative process is. So you sit down and you say, I'm going to make a song now. How do you start? How does it end? Recording, producing, all of that.
It's discombobulated.
That's an episode name. It's funny that you say I'm going to write a song now because it never is like that for me. It's like I'll literally just be lying in bed and I'll think of like a phrase and I'll just keep doing my thing. And then there'll be a moment where I'm like, oh shit, that's a song, isn't it? And I'll just like start writing it. So yeah, that's my process is most of the time I just come up with a phrase or like a concept and then I go from there. It's not like a start to finish kind of thing. It's more like a what's the idea and then where can I put different things? And then I'll send it to Kaylin and he'll say, actually, you should put this here and put this here. And it works out great. So
yeah,
I don't know. Very, I don't know what Kaylin's process is. Yeah.
It's very iterative. Yeah. It's very much because we're sort of robbed of the getting to have those like eureka moments together in a room. It's very much like a back and forth with options presented. So we could do this or we could do this or we could do this. Pick one. And then it's like, I like that. What if, exactly. How about this word instead of that one? And I go, no, I hate that word. How about this one? And you go, perfect. It's very back and forth like that.
Sorry.
Very much collaborative people, would you say, in that creative process? Or is there someone who does more of like the lyric writing versus someone who does more of the instrumental, you know, things like that?
I'd call it like 80-20 and 80-20. It's like Stacey tends to be the bigger songwriter of the two of us, definitely the braver songwriter, which is certainly not something I've ever learned how to do. So she tends to handle some of the storytelling aspects and the general narratives, and I maybe do about 20% of that. And then on the flip side, I maybe do about 80% of the production, and Stacey has about 20% little things here and there, or great little things that she's whipped up that I just build off of. So there's a connection. It's not fully collaborative in that sense, but it's very close.
Mm-hmm. And so you kind of created this project about 2 years ago now. I was wondering how you feel that process has evolved, and maybe your sound has evolved, but maybe even I'm sure your relationship as a duo has evolved as well since then.
I barely knew Kaylin. I barely
That's
knew
one
Kaylin
way to put it. Yeah.
So I'll take that first. Oh my god. It was really funny. And that's almost kind of the beauty of starting this band remotely, was that I barely knew him, but it was fine because it was just messaging, like it was texting and stuff. So like you can say personal shit over text and it doesn't count because he's just a little guy in my phone that I don't have to look at when I say things. And so, you know, when we first started writing songs, you know, we'd have these moments where I'd be like pouring my heart out, and then I'd be like, anyway, LOL. So it doesn't matter because, you know, I can't see his reaction and I can't, like, I don't have to look him in the eye and say things, like, specifically, where, you know, like, I have to choose my words carefully before I say things. Like, I would just thought dump, right? And that kind of turned into what, you know, Kaylin came up with this, and we've just been using it ever since. But the whole idea that we started a conversation 2 years ago, and we haven't stopped it since. And that has obviously left a lot of room for us to, like, get a lot closer as people. Like, the first time we met in person was hilarious. Like, just, like, as a band, I mean. Like, he came to my apartment, and we just... Hi. Like, so
nice wall color.
How's it going? Like, yeah, whereas on Slack, we're just like, I'm so sad about this personal thing that happened to me that, like, I haven't even told any of my closest friends about. So yeah, I'd say it's changed quite a bit since then as well. And we've also gotten way better at writing and doing things remotely together for sure. Like, like now compared to then, like, yeah, the difference is staggering. I couldn't even really put it into words how different and better it is now, for sure.
Yeah. It kind of, the whole thing kind of let us, like, speed run friendship, almost. Which is kind of a funny way to think about it.
That's good. That's good, yeah.
So we just kind of, like, just cut straight to the chase. We'll do 2 months, or two months of just thought dumping, and then, okay, cool, we're good to go. But in terms of sound, I think a lot of the evolution and a lot of the changes come from the fact that we didn't really know what the heck we were doing. Like, I've been playing music for years, but I haven't been too into the production side of things. Like, I used to make little garage band songs on my iPod or iPod Touch. Wow. In, like, high school, but, like, that was about it. So Stacey was learning courage. So it's mostly, I think, a lot of the change in sound and general growth has just been exactly that. It's just been growth, and it's been the, oh, well, we're doing this every day, so we might as well get better at it. That kind of thing.
Fair enough.
Chatting with best friend here on La Bonne Heure, here on CITR 101.9 FM. We heard their song Last Bus in the AM a few minutes ago, and now we are going to listen Full Grace After a Party.
Hug the fence around the house, even though the exit's right over there. But you're not paying any attention to me. I'm a dull thorn in your side. You say you'll walk me home tonight, but you won't stay any longer than an hour. You're talking to yourself.
so you've released kind of, I'm guessing, half-ish of the EP. I was wondering what's next? Like, what can people look forward to? When is Places I've Lived coming out? And what about shows? What about videos? Anything like that?
Places I've Lived is coming out October 1st. So that's in like a week, which is just, sometimes I don't like thinking about it that so soon. But in terms of shows, I mean, man, it was very interesting to start this pre-pandemic because we were always already all about the remote stuff. And then suddenly the pandemic happened and every musician ever had to start doing it too. But we'd already kind of figured it out at that point. But the funny thing is we hadn't had that opportunity like other musicians had where they would just like play together and like tour together and do rehearsals together. So it was almost kind of inverse in that way. So in terms of touring, I mean, we really want to. I would love to. But I wouldn't say that that's something that, you know, we're necessarily, I don't know, like.
We're going to get there?
I don't know what the word is. Yeah, we're going to get gonna there.
We're
going
to release the EP first.
Yeah. See how that goes.
And then, yeah, because we still have to bridge the distance gap a little bit. And we still have to learn how to play music together, like together. We're okay at it, but we're not great. So yeah, no, definitely in terms of shows, we would love to down the line. And that's definitely something that we're going to be looking for in the new year. Also just in the name of kind of letting all of the everything we won't talk about wrap up as much as possible. We didn't really want to have to start doing things that we cared about, or start doing things that would be really fun while that was still hanging over our heads. Kind of wanted to be a clean slate from the beginning. So that's an appropriate timeline.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, when you do get around to touring, come to Vancouver. We would love to have you.
For sure.
that's the only tour stop. It's just the tour is just, yeah. You come to Vancouver and then...
That's it.
It's just Vancouver. You just play like, yeah. What is it? Like, is the Roxy there? Is that it? Yeah, you just play the Roxy.
No.
Biltmore. I also know
we'll
the Orpheum.
No, we'll play Rogers Arena. We'll do Rogers Arena. Yeah. aim high. Yeah.
I can't wait. I'll pull like a. I'll just do everything. I can set up.
Perfect.
You guys. Soundtrack.
You know, great. You're hired. Boom.
Thank you. Wow. Oh my God. Thank you.
There we go. Yeah. This was a job interview, so you passed.
Yeah. Trick. We didn't tell you.
It's a trick. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, thanks so much for having me. But yeah, thanks so much for the chat. It was really lovely getting to know more about your music. Super excited for the release on October 1st. We'll definitely be keeping an eye out for that. And thank you very much.
Thank you. It was lovely to meet you.
Yeah, really good to meet you and hope to speak soon. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
Will you walk me through the cracks in our pavement in the summer where we made it? We'll get made on your terrace, and now I see you fixing your new lover's hair. Turn the light off in the bathroom we shared. Dream of a flight with you. Fingers in the car. We'll
think that I still look the same. You wear color now, and I don't hang my head in shame. I'll take a picture, take a picture of you and me in the place we found under the trees. Bury it all and say
so lovely getting to chat with Best Friend all about places I've lived, all about plants, all about cats, all about best friends. Just a really, really wonderful time chatting to them both. And make sure to check out their latest EP that came out about a week ago now, called Places I've Lived. It is a beautiful album. As we just heard, that last song was Good to See You by Best Friend. Up next, we have a song by Paul Winefield called Don't Get Carried Away.
Wanna have a good time tonight, that's fine, just don't get carried away. You wanna wear a suit sometimes, well that's fine, just don't get carried away. You wanna fall in love and settle down, that's fine, just don't get carried away. Burn your whole life down to the ground, that's fine, just don't get carried away. Just don't get carried away, just don't get carried away. Don't get ahead of yourself, there's nothing else up the road anyway. Just don't get carried away, just don't get carried away. Wear your love more lightly, it'll all come out rightly someday. You wanna tell yourself you're blessed, that's fine, just don't get carried away. Start crying in a CVS, well that's fine, just don't get carried away. Get ready for the judgment day, well that's fine, just don't get carried away. Put the pain out of your mind, well that's fine, just don't get carried away. Hey, just don't get carried away, just don't get carried away. Don't lose your head, pick up the thread, be willing to start again. Just don't get carried away, just don't get carried away. I said wear your love more lightly, it'll all come out rightly someday. You wanna scream out Hare Krishna, well that's fine, just don't get carried away. You wanna sign a political petition, that's fine, just don't get carried away. You wanna break the bars of tradition, that's fine, just don't get carried away. You are ready tomorrow's tradition, so don't get carried away. Just don't get carried away, just don't get carried away. Don't get ahead of yourself, there's nothing else up the road anyway. Just don't get carried away, just don't get carried away. I said
wear your love more lightly. It'll all come out rightly someday. Wear your love more lightly. It'll all come out rightly someday. Wear your love more lightly. It'll all come out rightly someday. Food.
Don't get carried away.
You want to be in some kind of mood.
Don't get carried away.
You want to wear Axe body spray.
Don't get carried away.
You live only for today.
Don't get carried away.
You want to move to an Airstream home.
Don't get carried away.
Finally learn how to be alone.
Said, real men aren't pimps, now peep this. I really hope you keep this, my thesis. In the banks of your memories, not Jesus. But I still got a thing or two to say and I listened. He showed me a meth, he showed me doom. Said, you ain't gotta worry, you'll be older soon. Young is young, not dumb, I'm stunned. Gigs is gigs, what's done is done. I appreciate the rising sun. No time for beef, just greens and some. Smooth beats or house or... You would love the growth of your daughter. You would love the fact that I'm a father. You would love my son, he that nigga. You would love the tracks that I think of. You would love the fact that I don't drink up, I'm a thinker. You could say that things have been different. I'm feeling indifferent. I'm feeling like I was not gifted. You could say it's too much of the cost now. You could say I'm lost now. By the train tracks, tossing candies across the street, stacks of vinyl for the playback, help the people move their feet. I think of bugging, used to think of something, used to think a lot, now I'm used to thinking little, used to being dropped, and I used to call you pops. We used to call you pops, huh? We used to cross Victoria, now it's dysphoria. Lord, I'm imploring you, stop ignoring the tears in my eyes when my parents just boring you. Maybe they were late, either way I forward them. First sisters and mine, it's a heavy storm in them. He had a lot of brothers, they be out there pouring some. He had a lot of sisters, they be out there pouring some. Said we out, wish we got a little more.
Black shit, wax shit, come up on this rap shit. Black shit, wax shit, come up on this rap shit. Black shit, rap shit, come up on this. Black shit, wax shit, come up on this rap shit. Give me 530 and I'm probably gon' crash it. Give me 20 G's and I'm probably gon' stash it. Black shit, wax shit, come up on this rap shit. Black shit, rap shit, come up on this.
That was Slush by Ander V, and that brings me to the end of the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in to La Bonne Heure with myself, Vali. Like a Vali, but spelled a little bit differently. So nice getting to chat with you all, getting to chat with Best Friend. Once again, listen to their EP, and with that, I wish you a wonderful end of your day, end of your